This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. The 2016 election is 2 months away, and millions of dollars have gone into state and local campaigns. That's why KUOW has developed a tool that lets you follow the money behind your ballot. It's called the Field Guide to Influence. You can see it at influence.kuow.org. Abe Epton is KUOW's data and investigative reporter. He told me how it works.
The Field Guide is a project from KUOW that's an attempt to understand all of the campaign financing in Washington State for every race on every ballot. We see it as a supplement to the voter guide that the Secretary of State produces. They'll tell you what the candidates say, and our idea is to show you where the candidates get their money from and what they spend it on.
And why was the decision made to track the money in this way?
I think there are a couple of things that go into it. For one thing, people have talked for a long time about how money is a big influence in politics. And so I think one question that we have as journalists is how big an influence is it? Where is it coming from and where is it going to? But also, I think there's a lot of interest in this election and people want to know what's behind the candidates that they're interested in, what's behind the races on their ballot. And one way to look at that, and certainly not the only way, but one way to look at that is to see who's funding those candidates, because the people who are giving money to support a candidate tell you something about that candidate.
What's an example of how someone would use this?
Well, for example, I just moved here from Chicago, and so a lot of these races are unfamiliar to me. And so one thing that I found useful about the field guide is it tells me who's on the ballot, who's running, what the initiatives are, and then it also lets me see who's giving money to these people. So for example, I-1491 is a gun control measure that's being funded heavily by Michael Bloomberg and then local magnates like Nick Hanauer and Steve Ballmer. And those are people who those are names that I recognize. That tells me something about one side of that issue. And it's since I'm not coming from a background of deep knowledge in Washington state politics, that's helpful to help me figure out what that initiative means.
And you can also tell from what you see if the money is coming in from out of state or not.
Right, exactly. And we try to make that really clear. We have tables that show for every race how much money is coming from outside of the state and who the top donors from outside of the state are. I think that's a really interesting window into the national implications of some of these races.
The election is just 2 months away. Won't this be obsolete, though, by the time people are casting their ballots?
One of the main goals of this is to make it as close to real time as possible. So we're updating the data every night. And so we really want to keep adding to this. And so we're not just going to be updating the data every night, but we're going to be adding new things to the site as we find them. We're really interested in what people find useful, and we'd like to expand on that. So this is definitely a living page. It's a living site. We're not going to just put it out there once and have it be static. We'd like to keep updating it constantly as the election gets closer.
We know there's money in politics. That's not really a secret to anyone. So how do you want people to think differently after using this tool?
So I think of this in two ways. The first way is for people like me who are new to the state, it's just helpful to get an orientation in what's going to be on my ballot and, you know, something basic about, you know, who those candidates are, what those initiatives are. But for people who do know a lot about Washington State, I think there's another level of this that's interesting, which is you might recognize a lot of these names. You might recognize the names of donors, or you might recognize politically influential people, people who've been in the news a lot. And so the field guide will help tell you who those individuals are supporting and give you a deeper sense of the machinations behind the ballot. There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes in politics, and we want to help people see what that is. And one way to do that is to track the money that's being spent, that's flowing around these campaigns. The money that campaigns are spending is also really interesting, and it tells you something about what those campaigns' priorities are. For example, when you look at a lot of the statewide initiatives, you see how much money they're spending on signatures. And KUOW has done a lot of reporting on the signature process and where that money goes. And so I think there's some interesting things here that even people who've been around Washington state politics for a while would find useful. And maybe they would find it useful in a different way than people like me who are new to the state and just trying to get oriented.
Abe Epton is KUOW's data and investigative reporter. He's telling us about the Field Guide to Influence. I'm Kim Malcolm. This is KUOW.